Next patient was Susan Lipton. LIPTON, Lipton. Susan, SUSAN. Date of birth is 5/28. Date of birth is 5/28/39. Date of visit is 11/14/24. The next, this is a consult from Connor Hermida, D.O. Connor, C-O-N-N-O-R, Hermida, H-E-R-M-I-D-A, Connor Hermida, D.O. Hermida is H-E-R-M-I-D-A. Next paragraph. Chief complaint is shortness of breath. Next paragraph, physical illness. This is a 85-year-old female who has capacity of hypertension, hyperlipidemia, and a history of atrial fibrillation. Status post watchman procedure. Has been experiencing shortness of breath with activity, but has not required any oxygen. The patient is not overweight. She denies significant leg swelling and denies chest pains or abdominal pains, or nausea, vomiting, or aspiration. Her most recent chest x-ray on 3/26/24 showed no active cardiopulmonary disease. The patient denies snoring or apneic episodes. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history has included history of hypertension and hyperlipidemia, past history of chronic pain, and placement of a morphine pain pump. She also has atrial fibrillation and had a watchman's procedure. She had an appendectomy and ovarian cyst resection, and history for breast cancer with bilateral mastectomies and radiation therapy as well as chemotherapy. The patient has C-spine fusion, and she has had reflex sympathetic dystrophy. She had a hysterectomy and history for cataract surgery, and a history of compression fracture of the vertebrae. The patient has had coronary artery disease with coronary stenting and has history of hypertension. Next paragraph, allergies to Valium, Tegretol, aspirin, Compazine, Keflex, and Neomycin. Next paragraph, habits the patient denies smoking, denies alcohol use. She was a nurse and an engineer. Next paragraph. Med list included protonics. I'm sorry, not protonics. And med list includes Plavix, 75 milligrams daily, and allopurinol, 300 milligrams daily, Correct, 3.125 milligrams BID, and Lysix, 40 milligrams daily, Lysine, 500 milligrams daily, Phenytoin, 100 milligrams TID, Potassium, 40 milliequivalents BID, Pravastatin, 40 milligrams daily, Phenobarbital, 100 milligrams TID, Ramipril, 2.5 milligrams daily, and Lipitor, 40 milligrams daily. Next, family history, father died of pulmonary embolism, mother died of old age. Next, system review of the patient has fatigue and weight loss. She has no cataracts or glaucoma, no vertigo, hoarseness, nosebleeds. She has shortness of breath and no cough or wheezing. She has no abdominal pains but had rectal bleeding, no constipation. She has no chest or jaw pain, no arm pain or calf muscle pains. She has no urinary frequency or flank pains. She has no depression or anxiety. She has easy bruising. She has joint pains, muscle aches, and headaches. And she has skin rash with itching. No memory loss. Next, physical exam. This thinly built elderly white female is alert, pale, but no acute distress. Blood pressure 138 by 80, pulse 75, respirations 20, temperature 97.6, weight is 114, saturation 98. HEND are non-cephalic, pupils are reactive, sclera were injected, ears, no inflammation, throat was clear. Nasal mucosity matters. Neck supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement, mild venous distension, trach midline. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions, and these are scattered bilaterally, and few crackles for the left base. Heart, the heart sounds irregular, as one of S2, no murmur, minus 3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, no edema. Normal reflexes, there were no gross motor deficits, cranial nerves ghostly intact. Skin, no lesions. Next paragraph. Impression number one, chronic dyspnea. Number two, history of atrial fibrillation and mild CHF. Number three is hypertension. And number four is possible obstructive sleep apnea. And number five. Degenerative arthritis. Next paragraph. Plan. The patient has been advised to get a complete PFT and a CT chest without contrast. She will use a Ventil and HFA inhaler, 2 puff PRN. Also advised to come in for a follow-up visit in 6 weeks or early if necessary. Take a positive consultation. A polysomnographic study will be arranged as an outpatient. Thank you. Copy of this for Connor Hermida. D.O. Connor, C-O-N-N-O-R, Hermida, H-E-R-M-I-D-A, M as in Mary. Connor Hermida. Thank you, this doctor, this Susan.